It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Members of the Shinnecock Indian Nation say they may have found more ancestral graves under a mansion in eastern Long Island. The house stands on a site called Sugarloaf Hill in Southampton. By one estimate, there could be as many as 10,000 burials at that location. Joining us now to talk about this is Tila Troge, a Shinnecock and an Indigenous sovereignty attorney. Tila, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
First, would you give us a brief history of the Shinnecocks on Long Island?
Sure. So we are a federally recognized nation on the east end of Long Island. Southampton Town is our closest neighbors. We are a first contact tribe. The colonists arrived in 1640, and we have been sharing space with them ever since. We have about 2,000 tribal members, and we have a tribal territory of about 1,000 acres.
What's the significance of this specific piece of land to the tribe?
So this specific piece of land is in the heart of an area called Shinnecock Hills. And the Shinnecock Hills were stolen from us by the town of Southampton and the state of New York in 1849. And this particular site is the highest point in the entire town. And it's where we buried our dead, our leaders. Many people were buried here, and it's been a very sacred place to us for thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
How did members of the Shinnecock Nation find these remains?
So we always knew this was a very sacred burial ground. Unfortunately, over our protests, the town had issued building permits over the area. So in 1990, a family was allowed to build a mansion on top of the site. But it's always been passed down through oral tradition and oral history to members of the nation that this is a very sacred burial site. But it's been a very well studied, very well documented burial site. The ground penetrating radar that we were able to do is more new technology that allows us to see what is underground without disruptively digging into the ground, which is historically how archaeology has been done. And so we're able to collect just a massive amount of data without putting any shovels in the ground. And that's how we discover just so many more remains than we had anticipated. We were very afraid that the construction of the home destroyed many of the burial sites, but we were able to find that many remained undisturbed.
Now, the land that we're talking about was returned to the tribe last year after it was bought for more than $5 million. What specifically has been discovered on that land?
So there have been all types of artifacts, all types of burials. There is a crematorium area that was used since the Orient period, which is about 6,000 years ago, for burials. There are ceremonial sites that have been located, all kinds of things. We're still in the process of going through the data. It might take a couple of weeks to a couple of months to fully understand all of the activity that historically took place at the site.
What's next now that you know there are remains there? What's the plan for that land?
So this land is always going to be protected and preserved. We are in the process of demolishing the mansion that was built there, but we are looking to acquire adjacent parcels, which are also burial sites, and demolish the homes that are on those sites. We're looking to protect any vacant sites that are close to this site to make sure that no further development happens. But it's really a struggle. A lot of people continue to leave Manhattan and attempt to build homes in the Hamptons. So we're always looking out for new development. We're looking for building permits that are being filed to try to raise awareness and educate potential builders or home buyers that this is very sacred land that should not be built on.
Tila Troge is a Shinnecock and an Indigenous sovereignty attorney. Tila, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.